Our Old Testament lesson is taken from the prophet Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears, and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed." Then I said, "How long, O Lord?" And he said, "Until the cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is utterly desolate, until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land, even if a tenth part remains in it, it will be burned again like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Oh, isn't the first part of that chapter wonderful? This is what preachers usually talk about. They talk about the call of God. They talk about Isaiah's magnificent vision, especially in a time when things were unsettled in Israel. King Uzziah had just died, and the people didn't know what was going to happen to them. And so here he is in the temple, and he sees this awesome vision of flaming angels and earthquake in the temple and the train of God, and then the voice saying, "Who will I send?" And he instantly says, "Here am I, send me." And then God tells him the fine print. You know those commercials on TV when everything's so wonderful and then you see the teeny tiny print that you have to have the magnifying glass in front of to actually see? That's the fine print. It's like those posters and the advertisements for the military. Oh, the military is so wonderful. If you go into the military, you'll see the world. And it's such a wonderful thing. And any parent whose child has gone into the military that we've known has sent them to Bob, who says there's one line that you have to know, and it's the only thing you need to know when you go into the military. And they say, "What's that, Mr. Bob?" And he says, "Are you willing to die for your country? Because that's the bottom line." Well, that's the fine print. And they don't put that out in the ads. But God immediately gives Isaiah the fine print, and I wonder if he just backed up a few steps and said, "Well, wait a minute, I'm not sure I want to rescind what I said about here am I, send me, because the fine print was awful. He said, you're going to go to people and they'll hear what you say, but they're not going to listen. They'll see what you're talking about, but they're blind. And they're not going to heed anything. And what could Isaiah say? He said, well, how long? Because he was hoping for, well, in a few years, you'll be laboring in my vineyard for a few years, you'll be telling people what they need to hear for a few years, and after 5 or maybe 10 years, they'll start turning around. Well, anybody can labor for a few years knowing that at some point they'll see results. But God didn't say that to him. When Isaiah said, how long? He said, till everything's gone. Till the cities lie in waste. Till there's nothing left. Oh, and besides that, if anything's left, it'll all be burned down too. Oh, that's really cheerful. That's what I want to sign up for. The impossible tasks that God gives to us. You've all been there. You've all known an impossible task. When you've been given good things to do, good things to say, you've tried to help some of your loved ones, and it has been an impossibility. You might understand a bit of what Isaiah is talking about. So why did he continue with such an impossible task? Why do we continue when there's impossibilities? It is because of the very last sentence in this chapter. And many people overlook it because they don't understand it. He talks about everything being burned down, but then he says about that stump that's left, the holy seed is its stump. What is the holy seed? The holy seed are the people of God who continue to work in spite of what they see. The holy seed are the people who will not give up, who will continue to be the mouthpiece of God and the hands and feet of Jesus, even if no one responds positively. The holy seed are the people who limp around day after day, trying their best. Those are the holy ones. We are not perfect, but we're holy, we're set apart. The holy seed were the disciples who received the call of Jesus that day and went on to do great work. The holy seed was the Apostle Paul, who after spending a lifetime doing terrible things, turned around and did what God asked him to do. The holy seed are the people sitting in these pews that have been given impossible tasks in their family, but they continue to speak a word of grace and love and peace, even when they see no results. The holy seed are the people who work in government, who work day after day diligently to try to help, and they continue in that work, even when they see no results. The holy seed are the people who minister in hospice situations, knowing that the people that they're ministering to will not make it, and yet they continue to work. The holy seed are the people in this church who day after day lift up the brokenhearted and work to set the oppressed free. And sometimes we do see results, but other times we don't. But God's promise is that in every age there is a holy seed, and that survives. And sometimes we feel like that smoldering stump. I talk many times about my mother because I admired her so much. I admire her spirituality. I admired her strength of character. And one time I asked her, how do you keep going? Because she seemed, we called her small but mighty, because she seemed to grab life by the throat. And she told me a story. She said one day, everything had gone wrong for months and months and months and months. The family was young, and she just didn't feel like she could go on. And she said, I was sitting at the side of my bed, and I was so discouraged. And she said, I was leaning over the bed. I didn't feel like I wanted to get up and face the day. And she said, as I slumped over, I prayed and I said, Lord, I can't go on. I just cannot go on. Will you help me? And she said, at that moment, I felt my spine turning to steel. And I raised up. And I've had a spine of steel ever since. Have you been given an impossible task in your home? Have you been given an impossible task at your work? Have you been given an impossible task in the community? There remains in every generation a holy seed, even when everything's burned down around us and we're the smoldering stump. God is in it. If you have been given an impossible task like Isaiah, the word of the Lord to you is you keep speaking, you keep doing. If he hadn't, we wouldn't have had some of the most beautiful words in the Bible are written by Isaiah. Before the Gospels were ever written, the early church looked to Isaiah for comfort, for hope, and pointing to Jesus. May it be said of us that we have that spine of steel, that we are the holy seed in the stump. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that in the impossible tasks of life, when it seems like our work is in vain, that you are still active in this world. And we ask that as you call us to impossible tasks, we will say, here we are, send us, even when we are in the smoldering stump. We ask this mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.